Hey, this is Evan Marquette's dating coach for smart, strong, successful women who have everything but the man. I'm your personal trainer for love. I'm excited to talk to you today. Today's topic is what to do when he asks why you're still single. Yes, this is actually worthy of an entire podcast episode because this question comes up so often in my coaching. If you enjoy the Love You podcast, please share it with a friend who needs this. Give us a positive review on Spotify. Give us a positive review on Apple. Not just the five stars, actually write something because I am paying attention. And the reason that we're going to dive into this topic today is because it ties together a lot of things thematically about confidence, about belief, about communication, about understanding men. That's all encapsulated in just this one question that guys ask women on first dates. Why are you still single? It's a common question. And just the other day, I was talking with a client. She's probably 70, but it's not unique to people who are 70. 70, never married. And so guys reasonably going to ask, so how come you never got married? And she shuts down when this question comes. It's the existential question of her life, right? And here this stranger is asking her about the existential question of her life. And she gets flustered and she gets self-conscious and she gets defended. And it feels like an attack. And it's not an attack, right? Even in the most uncharitable way, it's not an attack on her choices. It's either, if we're really getting into the guy's head on this one, it's either a compliment, you're such an amazing catch, how did nobody snap you up? That's one interpretation of it. Or it's the open loop with, and it's curiosity. You know, if I came in here and I had a knife sticking out of my head, you'd be like, hey, well, why is there a knife sticking out of your head? And it's the question that's demanding to be answered. If you're 70 and you've never been married, that's a perfectly reasonable question that anybody who's curious would do. They're not using it as dirt against you. But if you don't have a really great answer to that, or the answer is really complicated, I could see why it would bother you. So I'm not defending, to be very clear, the person who asked the question. It's not good dating technique for someone to do it. But women do the exact same thing. This isn't a question that's unique to men. You've probably done the same thing when you meet someone. If you met a 60-year-old guy who's never been married, you're probably going to ask the question as to why he's never been married. It is a reasonable question. Probably shouldn't be phrased that way, but it is a reasonable question. And so this phenomenon, right, is not unique to people who've never been married. This is people who were in abusive 30-year marriages. This is for people who've been divorced three times. This is for people who had a kid out of wedlock, someone who's an alcoholic. Anything where you have some measure of shame or embarrassment or insecurity about the answer to this question, it can be, for lack of a better term, triggering. Where you don't want to answer the question. That's the case. It's not that it's an unreasonable question. It's that you just don't want to answer the question. But since it's going to come up, that's why we're doing this podcast. It's going to come up whether you want it to or you don't want it to. So if you have some unresolved issues in your past, right, that's still roil inside of you, you better figure out when this comes up how you tackle it. Right. I've told the story on this podcast before of a client of mine who had a kid at age 20 when she wasn't married. And she's 60 years old and she's carrying around some guilt and shame. What are people going to think as if she's still the 20-year-old girl who had the kid out of wedlock? So when she gets asked about her past and, you know, when she was married and she was never married, she got all flustered. And I could assure you, no 60-year-old guy is wondering about the questionable decision she might have made at age 20. It's not what he's therefore, but this was her big concern. I hope I'm laying this out for you in such a way that it's accessible, right? This isn't a rare thing. I was a single guy and people asked me about this. I'll get to that in a second. People want to know, out of curiosity, what's your story? So the issue is not that you have a story or that you have shame or embarrassment or made questionable choices that you wouldn't necessarily make today. This is all about your relationship to your story. That's what he wants to know. Do you have a healthy relationship with your past? Have you reconciled it? Or are those problems still going on? And if you're struggling with the answer to the question, it's possible that these struggles are still going on and are impacting you today. And what I'm encouraging you to do is try to make peace with your past, because your past doesn't have to dictate your future. It's just your past. It's an experience that you've hopefully learned from. And so when you ask a guy why he's still single, you're really just trying to find out, does he have his baggage in check? That's what that question is for, consciously or unconsciously. Do you have your baggage in check? If the answer is yes, then great. There's nothing to talk about here. So the way you tackle this on a very practical level is to have what I call a politician answer. Right? Now, politicians are not a popular class of people in America, but I do think there's something useful if you've ever watched a political debate. In a political debate, politicians are grilled all sorts of topics ranging foreign policy, domestic, to abortion and taxes and war. There's a lot that they have to be accountable to. And they also have to be able to give an answer in about a minute. And they also know that when politicians are getting these questions from the journalist, they have to have an answer that is palatable to their base, to the broadest number of people. And it may or may not exactly answer the question that was asked. It just has to be tight and be able to be done in like a minute. And so that's what I'm encouraging you to figure out, is what is your politician answer to why are you still single? Because it's not whether the question is going to be asked, it's how you feel the question, how you handle this leg of the debate that's going to determine how well the date goes. My politician answer, right, starts with honesty. That's the thing that tends to get lost here. What's the answer to why you're still single? I just haven't met the right person. And there's an element of truth to that. It just doesn't take any accountability and therefore is kind of a non-answer. I just haven't met the right person. Well, okay. Did I learn anything about you? Does it feel like you've taken ownership? Or did you basically just deflect my question? I just haven't met the right person as a deflection, whether a man does it or a woman does it, even if it has some basis in truth. But I think truth works better. And the reason truth works better is that it is so rare that it's refreshing. Honesty is refreshing. If you like this podcast, it's because you are being pulled towards honesty and no bullshit. I'm a 34-year-old guy. I'm a dating coach. I got 2 books in stores. I am dating and I have no idea why I can't find a wife. I have no idea what's wrong with me. I have no idea what's wrong with them. I have no idea what's wrong with online dating or Los Angeles. I'm spinning and I'm spinning and I'm spinning, but I am self-aware enough to know that honesty usually wins the day. So if someone says, hey, you're a 34-year-old dating coach who tells other people how to find love, why are you still single? I better have a good answer for that, right? And so here's my answer. Why are you still single, Evan? Well, in my 20s, I was kind of a disaster. I didn't mean to be a disaster. I was working hard, but I chose to be a screenwriter. And that's just a tough profession. And I came really close to success, but I couldn't make a living, couldn't sustain it, right? So here I am, 30 years old, starting life all over. No resume, no money, depressed, really bad time. And then kind of put my act together in my 30s. And I wrote a couple books and I started this job and I'm really enjoying it and I'm having success. And I've been dating and dating and dating, and probably maybe too much online dating, probably got a little too picky, and kind of realized the error of my ways. And now at this point in time, where I am in my career, where I am with dating, I've never been in a better place to have a healthy relationship than I am right now. That's a great politician answer, because it has the benefit of being true, owning my shit, leaving on a positive note, because that's all the person across the table wants to hear. So if we were to consider your politician answer, what would it be? And we could make anything up, right? I'll make one up right now. This is not script. I'll make one up right now, and we'll say it's a typical client. She is 50 and divorced. Hey, Nancy, why are you still single? It's funny you should ask that, Brad. Every guy's Brad. Funny you should ask that, Brad. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, as you could imagine. And you know, truth is, I married the wrong person when I was 27, and we stuck together. We made the best of it. And, you know, you've been divorced before. You understand you've got a family, you want to make things work, and it's really not working, and you're drifting apart. So a good portion of that time, I was trying to make things work in a relationship where it was untenable. When I finally had the courage to leave, when my youngest one went to college, suddenly I'm in my late 40s and I don't know how to date. And so I go online and, you know, it's kind of like a jungle out there. And I tried to overcorrect. You know, my husband was kind of a slacker. I had to be the man and the woman. I had to take care of all the business in the house. So then I gravitated toward guys who were like really, really successful, but they were workaholics and they were narcissists and they weren't looking for commitment. And, you know, through all that dating process, I kind of got clear on what was important to me. And I didn't want to have someone like my husband. I didn't want to go out with these guys who just looked good on paper, but weren't really good as people. And now I'm at a place where I've got real clarity on what I'm looking for. And that's why I'm here with you. Great politician answer. And if someone said that to you, you'd be like, okay. I get it. I'm buying what you're selling. And the truth is, it's not really a spin. It's the truth. It's just a much better truth than you spinning out of control about all the bad decisions you made and how embarrassed and how ashamed you are. And my ex-husband was this. And you don't need to get into the weeds. You don't need to get into the details. This doesn't have to turn into a therapy session. You have constructed a narrative where you went through the pain happened, and now you're at the other side talking about it as if it's a thing of the past. That's what everybody wants to hear. And if you could do that, you could always handle the why you're still single question with joy and confidence, and knowing that instead of making him feel more skeptical about you, it's actually going to bring him closer to you. Magic. My name is Evan Mark Katz. I am a dating coach for smart, strong, successful women. Thank you for listening to the Love You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Share it on Spotify, Apple. Positive reviews, 5 stars, the whole thing. Tell the world what you're learning here. And if this resonates with you, if each of these podcasts resonates with you and you're like, I would really like to talk to this guy every single week, go to evanmarkkatz.com/now. Put in your name and email address. Book a time to talk with me if you are ready to enroll in Love You. If you're not ready to enroll in Love You, don't book a time to talk with me, because I only want to talk to people who are ready for the transformational change to act with confidence and find a quality man who loves you unconditionally. That relationship can be yours, but you have to take the first step. Thank you for your time. evanmarkkatz.com/now. I'll see you next week.